passages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 72, The Ten Commandments, continued. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, enjoined upon the Israelites the observance of the seventh-day worship. They were required to keep it as a memorial of their deliverance from Egypt. Exodus 31, 12 through 17. Inasmuch as we are not Israelites, descendants of Jacob's, and we were never in Egyptian bondage, it is not now, nor was it ever applicable to us as Gentiles. Moreover, it was not included in the New Covenant, and was, in fact, terminated at the cross of Calvary. Colossians 2:14. The last time the Sabbath is mentioned in the New Testament is in Colossians 2:16. There, Paul issues a warning against those who would seek to bind it. The only commandment peculiar to the Israelite order was the law of the Sabbath. Christians meet for worship today not on the Jewish Sabbath, but the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. Acts 20:7, 1 Corinthians 16:1-2, and Revelation 1:10. The fifth commandment is honor thy father and thy mother. This forbids disrespect and disobedience to parents. The New Covenant states similarly, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Ephesians 6:1-2. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill, forbids murder, the unlawful taking of life. The Old Testament distinguished between justifiable homicide and murder, or killing out of anger for retaliation. Before the law was given to Moses, it is written, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Genesis 9:6. During the lifetime of the law, many incidents might be cited where killing was used as a punishment. Numbers 15:32. In the New Testament, John the Apostle wrote, whoso hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. 1 John 3:15. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, is an attack against all sexual uncleanliness and illicit relationships. It was designed to protect the home and marriage. The Lord taught that wedlock could only be broken by death or fornication. Matthew 19:9, Romans 7:2. Adultery has always been a sin against God. Genesis 39:9. In the New Testament, Paul states simply, flee fornication. He that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Jesus went one step further in stating, ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery, but I say to you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Matthew 5:27-28. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal, was designed to make clear one's inherent rights with property. To steal is to disregard these rights. Again, the New Testament speaks, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to given to him that needeth. Ephesians 4:28. Not only is stealing prohibited, but positive action is to take its place. We are to work with our hands that which is good. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, condemns not only lying, but gossiping, whispering, tell-bearing, slander, and perjury, as in a court of law. In Revelation 21:8, John writes, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Paul wrote of the whisperers and backbiters as facing the judgment of God and being worthy of death. Romans 1:32. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet, is obviously a warning against covetousness. It is, to put it simply, to want that for which one is not willing to pay, or for that for which there is no lawful exchange. To covet is therefore to long for something we cannot get in a legal or proper manner. The New Testament warns time and again about this insidious sin. In Ephesians 5:5, the writer says, "For this ye know, that no whoremongers, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." Therefore, from what we have studied concerning the Ten Commandments, we can see that 9 of those 10 are still laws that we live by. All except the 4th, remember the Sabbath day, have been right from the beginning and always will be. They have been restated in the New Covenant and given even a more extended meaning. Thank you for calling Bible Call.